Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here's your host, Dr. Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director of CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thanks for listening to Telling Future Generations. Just recently, CEF of Illinois had our annual summer ministry fundraiser that was a concert featuring Jana Elira, who is a children's ministry singer and songwriter. Many people may not know Jana Elira by name, but many people do know her songs that have been sung by churches and children's ministries, and especially in vacation Bible schools both here in the USA and around the world. Several years ago, Child Evangelism Fellowship asked Jana if we could use some of her songs in our CEF Bible clubs, or even if she would write some songs specifically for CEF, including our new version of the Wordless Book song, and also Jesus is the Good News, which has become like our theme song in our CEF Bible clubs in the public schools. One of the first songs that Jana sung that night, the concert with children up on stage surrounding her, was also one of the first songs that CEF began using in our clubs, which the children love to sing to this day, called He is God. We hope you enjoyed listening.
I'm going to ask my worship team to come on up here. These are some beautiful, awesome kids who volunteered their time to come and help me with these songs. So give them a hand. Yes! So thankful for you guys. Now, this song that we're going to, the first one we're going to do here together, is a song that CEF does a lot. And it's called He is God. And it's kind of a repeat after me song. All right? So if I say, He is God.
He is God.
Nice. God. You hear that Chicago accent? I love it. The one true God.
The one true God.
Sweet. How about you guys? Anybody want to do this? There's no doubt.
There's no doubt.
Nice. I'm going to shout it out.
I'm going to shout it out.
Nice. Oh, the voice of children. Who else? He is king. How about you two together?
He is king.
Ice king. The one true king.
Ice king.
Oh, it sounded like ice cream. That sounds just as good. The one true king.
The one true king.
Nice. There's no doubt.
There's no doubt.
Okay, last one. Who wants to do this? I'm going to shout it out.
I'm going to shout it out.
Nice. Give them a hand. All right. That's how this works. He is God. Just follow us. The kids are going to repeat after me. Let's praise the Lord here together. Thank you, kids, for joining up here. More fun with you up here. Here we go. Here, He is God. Put those hands together. He is God. You sing it. The one true God. There's no doubt. I'm gonna shout it out. Yes, He is King. The one true King. There's no doubt. I'm gonna shout it out. Come and see what God has done. All the wonders under the sun. Come and see what God can do. Alive in me and you. That's the whole song. Let's try it again. He is God. The one true God. There's no doubt. I'm gonna shout it out. Oh, He is King. He's the one true King. There's no doubt. I'm gonna shout it. God has done all the wonders under the sun. Come and see what God can do. He's alive in me and you. One more time, a little louder, a little higher. Ready? He is God, the one true God. There's no doubt. I'm gonna shout it out. Oh, He is King. The one true King. There's no doubt. I'm gonna shout it out. Come and see what God has done. Yes. Come and see what God can do.
sound amazing.
I hope you enjoyed taking in just a taste of what the Jana Elira concert was like that night. Later on in the program, there was also a CF ministry presentation where I shared and highlighted some of our upcoming summer ministries. We hope you enjoy.
Well, let's give Jana and all the children a big hand. This is so fun. When our special events committee was planning all this, I didn't even know that Jana was going to do all this with the kids up front. But isn't this great? I mean, I love it. I mean, it's a children's concert with this ministry. Love it. Thank you so much. So glad you're able to be here tonight. I just wanted to just introduce not only myself, but also the CF song team that was up here with Jana. I didn't know if you knew or not, but a lot of the children, they are part of our CEF Good News Clubs. We're a Bible club, a Good News Club meets in the public school after school. So let's hear it for our Good News Club kids that were part of the song team. And I'm not going to click through all the ones that they were part of, but for example, a Dunlap Good News Club was represented. And I didn't know if you knew this or not, but we actually now are in three of the elementary schools. I think there's five elementary schools in the Dunlap area. We're in three of them, so praise the Lord for that. And there was also, yes, there was also some children up here from the Glen Oak Good News Club. That's a District 150 Good News Club that meets in Peoria. And I was thinking about that. Do you realize Marlene List, I'm not saying all the way back, but for most of those years, her, but also always someone from Grace Press has been part of that Good News Club at Glen Oak in District 150. Guess how many years running that Glen Oak Good News Club has been going on? 20 years. It started back with a person that you may know her name. Her name was Paula Claseris that helped get that Good News Club going. And also, I think Ron Kroll was also part of that, spearheading that as well in Glen Oak. So we praise the Lord for that. I just wanted to share with you that, you know, the Good News Clubs are not just a local thing here in the Peoria, Dunlap, or whatever, or in Brimfield area. We are in Good News Clubs statewide. But I just wanted to, I can't tell you about all these Good News Clubs that we're in. That's what we'd be here all night doing. But I just wanted to let you know that coming out of COVID, we were able to get into Springfield, and we were never in Springfield before, and we just started a brand new Good News Club in Springfield, and I just want to tell you that we started, I think it's like maybe March or something of this past spring, and it was so sweet because we had testimonies, and one of our staff, just a wonderful staff, has been with us for 10 years at state office, Jessie Riley. Anybody know Jessie? Give her a big shout out, big hand. She travels around the state. She helped get the Springfield Good News Club going along with some other people. And I would get texts from Jesse and other people that was involved in that Springfield Good News Club. And do you know, for all the weeks that they met, I think 5 or 6 weeks, I think for just several weeks on end, I was hearing one by one of the children coming to Christ. I'm not saying all of them did, but almost every week, there wasn't a week that went by, I wasn't hearing of a boy or girl that came back and they wanted to trust it by faith alone and Christ alone and trust in Jesus for the forgiveness of their sin and the promise of eternal life that they have in Him. So praise the Lord for what He has been doing. So in addition to our Good News Clubs that involve children all over the state, we also then transition when, you know, clubs are over with because the school year is over with. That doesn't mean it ends. In one sense, it just begins because we have a summer ministry. And some of the children, maybe you've been part of this or not, but we have a camp ministry at Camp Good News. And we also have a 5-day club, which is kind of like a backyard vacation Bible school club. And we do that all summer long. But it starts out with a training school that we have for high school and college age students. And so this picture that you see up there, that's our training camp that we have, a training school that we hold at our camp ministry. Who's ever heard of Camp Good News before? Put up your hand if you ever heard of it. All right. Let's have a big shout out for Camp Good News. And that's where we have our training school. And we're so excited because the last time we were together as a whole group, as a whole staff of all of our camp and all of our 5-day club summer missionaries that do this ministry all throughout the state, the last time we were together for our week-long training was in 2019. Do you know why? because in 2020 something happened. You remember what that C word, you know, that COVID word? And it kind of squished just a little bit. So I am so pumped. I'm so excited. So it's been 4 years, what is that, 3 or 4 years that we've been back together again. And this is where our whole state staff will come together and our summer missionaries, and then we'll launch out. So whether they serve at camp as a camp counselor at Camp Good News, and they are training to be camp counselors there or lead activities, or they're going to be after the training school, they go out and they conduct these 5-day clubs all over Illinois. That's what we're training them to do. We're training these young people, about 40 to 60 of them, and then we'll see that ministry multiplied in them. And just to give you a little bit of an idea of the potential of the harvest in Illinois is that last year in 2022, our summer missionaries, after we trained them, they went out and they reached, ready? They reached almost 3,000 children with the gospel of Jesus Christ, whether through camp, whether through the 5-day clubs, through vacation Bible schools, or through fair ministries. 40 to 60 young people last year, they reached over 3,000 children, and over 3,000 children just in the summer months from June, July, and just like the first or 2 weeks of August, from that short window, like maybe 8 to 10 weeks, 3,000 children last summer heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you know what? We want to do it again. We want to share the good news of Jesus again. So we appreciate your prayers. I'm just going to wrap up here, and I'm going to share with you just one thought that a friend of mine from the Congo shared with me. I actually was up in his church. He's a pastor up. I didn't know that. We had a bunch of Congolese people that are here and immigrants, and they have lots of these churches that are just popping up all over the Joliet, Shorewood, Naperville area up there, and even in Chicago. And so I had a pastor from the Congo. He said to me after we did a training up there, he said to the people, he says, you know what? The gospel is free, but ministry costs. That always stuck with me. And that's so true, because what happens in the summertime, we have this explosion of summer ministry, whether it's camp or the 5-day clubs, like I mentioned before, but also it's like a volcano just kind of pops off and our costs go way up. The gospel is free, but ministry costs. So one thing that's in your program, those of you that got a program inside there, there's a response card. And so one of the reasons why we are doing this concert, first of all, we just want to have fun. We just want to praise the Lord. Amen. We just want to celebrate who God is, and just to think about just how awesome God is and his word that he has given to us, and it has everything we need for life and godliness and living for the Lord. And we just want to celebrate that as families, as friends, as together the body of Christ. But also we want to tell you a little bit about what we're doing this summer, learn a little bit about CF, but also to share with you as God's people our needs. Thank you for supporting this ministry, not just a summer thing, but year-round. But that's our ask. Our policy is always to ask God and to tell us people. So we're not looking to any one or people, a group necessarily. We're looking to the Lord to provide all of our need. But that is our financial need. We ask God and tell us people. And just we wanted to let you know as God's people that to kind of hedge off those financial costs going into the summer ministry, we need to raise about $25,000, not necessarily all tonight, but throughout the summer to help us meet all those needs.
We hope you enjoyed listening to part one of the CF concert featuring Jana Elira. Please join us again next week as we continue sharing about our upcoming summer ministries that are just around the corner. Until then, God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.